This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban have wrapped up a blitz across Afghanistan's south, bringing them closer to seizing the nation's capital, Kabul. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Across Washington, there are differing takes on just what's happening at the Pentagon.
We have noted with great concern the speed with which they have been moving and the lack of resistance that they have faced.
Spokesman John Kirby says Afghan forces need to step up.
That's really for the Afghans to decide.
But Paul Miller, the National Security Council's former Afghan chief, says the decision was made for them when President Biden decided all U.S. forces would leave Afghanistan this month.
He, I think, delivered a crippling morale blow to the Afghan army, and they no longer believed they had the resources they needed to win. So if that's true, then why fight?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on the Taliban to halt its offensive and to negotiate with the Afghan government. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres fears the worst.
Afghanistan is spinning out of control.
He's called on the Taliban to cease fire and negotiate with the embattled Afghan government. The insurgent group has taken nearly half of Afghanistan's provincial capitals, along with nearly all of its major cities, except the capital, Kabul, and now controls more than two-thirds of the country in an offensive a little more than a week in the making. Guterres says the civilians are the ones hurting again, especially girls and women.
It is particularly horrifying and heartbreaking to see reports of the hard-won rights of Afghan girls and women being ripped away from them.
The UN is also concerned about the hundreds of thousands of people who are now refugees because of the fighting. I'm Tim McGuire.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Department said Friday it was imposing sanctions on two Cuban Ministry of Interior officials and a military unit over the government's crackdown on protests last month. The department said it was sanctioning Romarico Vidal Sotomayor Garcia and Pedro Orlando Martinez Fernandez and the Tropas de Prevención of the Cuban Ministry of Revolutionary Armed Forces. Cuba's Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez on Twitter rejected the sanctions, calling them U.S. opportunistic measures against Cuba's Ministry of Interior officers and Armed Forces Prevention troops. In July, the United States put sanctions on the Cuban police force and two of its leaders. The protests erupted amid communist-ruled Cuba's worst economic crisis since the fall of the Soviet Union and a record surge in coronavirus cases. Thousands took to the streets, angry over the shortages of basic goods, curbs on civil liberties, and the authorities' handling of the pandemic. Americans at high risk from COVID-19 because of severely weakened immune systems can get a third vaccination in hopes of better protection, a policy change endorsed Friday by influential government advisors. The Food and Drug Administration ruled that transplant recipients and other similarly immunocompromised patients could get a third shot of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. At a meeting of Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisors, Dr. Kathy Poling said the booster shot would be vital for Americans with compromised immune systems.
This vote enables all persons 12 and older to obtain a third dose in a primary care series to increase their protection from vaccine.
The decision does not offer an extra dose to the public at large. The CDC revealed about 1.1 million people already have gotten at least a third dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine on their own, although it is not clear how many did so because they had weakened immune systems. U.S. weather officials say July was the hottest month ever. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Earth sizzled in July, which became the hottest month in 142 years of record keeping. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the global average temperature was 62.07 degrees, edging records set in 2016 and tied the past 2 years. The heat was worst on land in the Northern Hemisphere, especially in places like the Western U.S., as well as parts of Europe and Asia. NOAA's chief says July adds to the disturbing and disruptive path of climate change. All that said, for the U.S., this July tied for only the 13th hottest July on record. I'm Ben Thomas.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.